Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
What's up, y'all? This is Don't Trip Podcast. You're not back with David and Justice. Today, we have a little special episode for you. We have our first all-girl episode. If you're watching on YouTube and you see me angling, I'm just introing. So, Lex, and we have a guest star, new to the show. Hopefully, she gives y'all some great advice, some great content. Vanessa is in the building, and she's going to tell us a little, about herself. But I'm going to let your host for the episode take over right now.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. All right, Vanessa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So we just want to learn a little bit more about you. But first, we're going to get into what we're doing today. So we're doing the regular Don't Trip questions. We're going to get into a little bit of simping or pimping. And then we're going to get back to a little bit more of those questions from y'all. But first and foremost, let's get into the basics. What can we learn about Vanessa? Where are you from? Where you grew up, all that.
Oh my God. Okay. So everyone always looks at me and is like, oh, this bitch is from LA, whatever. Yeah, no, I am from a town of like 20,000 or less in Oregon. So Ashland, Medford area, that's where I grew up. So all of you who rode horses to school, yeah, that's where I'm from. Okay. Like it's a town.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's where I'm from. I came out here about a year ago to Arizona, loved it. For nursing school, but now looking a little different. We don't know. We'll see.
Yes, sir. Okay. So then you said you came out here for school and everything. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing now?
Well, right now I'm taking a semester off from nursing school and I'm getting my real estate license as well as starting a new little entrepreneurship endeavor. Yes,
sir. we're not going to get into that one right now. So we have seen that you have built up quite a following on Instagram, TikTok, all that. So how did you get started? What got you, you know, all those followers and everything?
Oh my goodness. So I'm part of a friend group who does these FaceTime videos on my friend Ayat's page. And they're all from Michigan for the most part. And we just met over social media. We started just doing these funny little FaceTime videos where we get asked a question and then we just respond with some bullshit, like something so out of pocket or something so funny. And then my whole role in the friend group was being the hot and flirty Latina of the group. And that's kind of been my brand. So now I'm the poppy girl, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my brand.
So then this now being your brand, have you seen any change in the way that people approach you, whether it be like on social media, in your DMs?
Oh, it's always the craziest DMs. And the craziest comments. I've had people tattoo my name. I've had like 3 fans tattoo my name. I love you all who have done that. I truly do. Like I appreciate it. However, it is permanent. I do not recommend doing that.
That's
unless
crazy.
You are so serious about it. Yeah, it's a little, it's out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the craziest DM that you've ever gotten, if you can remember? Because I've also gotten some crazy DMs.
Oh, I'm sure. Hello. And like, you're gorgeous and you do social media. It's just what always happens. But like, I think for me, it's the ones where people always offer to fly you out. Like I've been offered to, people have fully been so serious, offered to fly me out to the UK, to Australia. Wow. To all like the sugar baby requests as well. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Okay, so then what are your long-term goals with everything? Do you plan on continuing with social media? Do you want to delve more into the real estate side eventually?
I mean, I'm kind of just someone who goes with the flow. Like if an opportunity presents itself, I'm going to run with it and take it for what I can. So as long as the social media world will have me, I'll probably still run with it. However, I do like contemplate thinking like, oh, what if my life wasn't so public?
Yeah.
What if it wasn't so for everyone to see and public scrutiny and all of that?
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously that's an effect in and of itself.
That's very, very true. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to get started. We're going to do these Don't Trip questions.
So basically,
y'all send these questions in and basically I'm going to say it. I'll say don't trip. And then you say we got you. And then we'll get both of our opinions, but we'll start with you. All right.
Okay.
All right. So how do I know how my girl is feeling if she doesn't tell me or says, quote unquote, I'm fine. Don't trip.
We got you. Okay. So if she tells you she's fine, she's fucking lying. First of all, there is no fine. There is no fine.
Really? Women do not.
No, nobody just says like, yeah, I'm fine. Like you say like, oh, I'm okay. Like, oh, I'm good. Like if they use the word fine, they are not fine. Okay. Like that's a red flag. Like that's just the biggest sign for you in and of itself.
I'd
like,
have to agree. If she's, yeah. if she says fine, then there's probably something bothering her, but she doesn't want to tell you.
Yeah. So you're going to have to pry it out of her, or you just got to let her like, chill for a minute and then come to you yeah. after.
No, for sure. For sure. Is there ever a time where you've been like, I'm fine and actually been fine?
No.
See, no. I feel like I've said I'm fine and actually mean it sometimes, but then other times I definitely feel that I can say I'm fine and not actually
like
mean it.
The word fine is just a choice word for me. So if I use that word specifically, I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm like, I'm usually not okay.
Makes sense. Okay. So what are some small things that a man does that impresses a woman? Don't trip.
We got you. First of all, I'm a first impression person. I take you for the way you approach me the first time. So mm-hmm. I notice style right off the bat. So if you've got a good drip, I'm like, I'll probably have more of a trust with you. Don't know why. I think it's just because I can tell that you care about how you look to others and you just like, fair. I don't know, you dress for yourself and for your confidence.
It's a presentable thing.
Exactly.
Like you take care of yourself, you're well groomed type
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. And besides that, intelligence. If they can hold a conversation and if they don't use filler words as often, mm-hmm. I take note of that.
Interesting. Yeah. I actually really like that. Yeah. So as far as like the style thing, mm-hmm. if he's a 5, but his fit is a 10.
Oh, he's an automatic 9.
Really?
That shit shoots up so fast. Like,
that's
I don't even
crazy.
Care. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I just love it.
So then if he's a 10, but his outfit sucks, are you still giving him a chance?
Well, yeah. He'll probably be like an 8 or a 7, somewhere in that range.
Okay. Yeah. So it doesn't drop. If he's a 10, it doesn't. Okay, that makes
because
sense.
Because that means he has all the other qualities.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to get into these simping or pimping lines. So basically, I'm going to read the line. Mm-hmm. I'll count down, you know, whatever, 3, 2, 1. And then we'll either say simping or pimping. Basically, pimping is going to work most of the time, or you're just slick with it, or it's just crazy enough that it'll probably work. Simping is not. It's not going to work. All right. Hey, I like your car. Maybe I can ride you while we ride in it. 3, 2, 1.
Simping.
Pimpin.
I feel like everyone can read my face on that one. I was like, no.
Really? But yeah. I feel like if a girl says that, that's kind of hard. You don't think so?
I don't know. I just feel like they're automatic. It just gives me like fuck girl energy.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But it depends on what you're going for. Because like if you're just trying to...
Yeah.
Like hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
Okay, fair.
But then if you actually want like, you know,
more
a date,
than just the yeah. You're like, you
maybe
better
not.
Skip that.
You might want to skip that. All right. Let's be picky and choosy here. All right. I would offer to paint you, but you're already a work of art. 3, 2, 1.
Simping.
That's a little soft.
It's a little cringy for me.
It's a little cringy.
That sounds like half my DMs already.
Yeah.
And I already don't respond to those.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. I feel like why are we talking about painting?
Yeah.
Unless I'm like an art major or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like then maybe that would work.
Yeah, but.
But.
Regular, not on the regular, average person, no.
No. All right. I like your name. Do you think my neighbors would too? 3, 2, 1.
Pimpin. No fucking shot.
No,
it's so good.
No, that's a great line.
That's
fantastic. I don't
fantastic.
Like pickup lines, but that's
no, exactly.
I would laugh.
I don't like pickup lines, but if you can make me laugh with a pickup line, I will answer.
It's
you.
A green
I will
light
respond.
Immediately.
It's exactly.
That's free game.
Because you're funny. Yeah, you're
that's
funny.
That's free game. If you
exactly.
get a girl to laugh, even if it's simping, if you get a girl to laugh, that's a green light.
Exactly.
I feel like you can't go wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
That's
and
like
also,
it's not it's not explicitly explicit.
Yeah. It gives me like the little Trey Songz vibes, and I already I'm already a fan of you.
Exactly. See, we're here. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna get into some more of these don't trip questions. So first one.
What's good, y'all? I'm here to talk about our new partner, AG1. I started taking AG1 about 4 weeks ago, and I absolutely love it. I was searching for a supplement that would give me more energy throughout the day. Also, something that would, give me all my essential vitamins and minerals and stuff like that. All that good stuff that your body needs. And that's exactly what AG1 is. Just with one scoop of AG1, you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day. And basically all you do is you wake up in the morning, you take it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and it just helps you feel amazing. So basically why I take AG1 is because right now I'm training. I'm a track athlete, and we're training 5 days a week, and it's a lot of vigorous, hard workouts, and it's wearing on your body. So I was searching for that product that would help me recover fast, that would help me get the good sleep I needed, also give me the vitamins that my body needed. And that's exactly what AG1 is. Something that really stood out to me about AG1, though, was it helps with your sleep quality. So as soon as I took it, I realized that I was getting better sleep, and I was waking up a lot more refreshed and well rested and ready for my day. It also helps with your recovery. Working out all the time, my muscles were always sore, but after a few weeks of taking AG1, my recovery time was like basically cut in half. And I wouldn't wake up as sore as I used to. I feel good during all my workouts, so I really love AG1. And it actually tastes really good. So a lot of these healthy drinks can kind of have a bad taste to it and kind of turn you off from it. But AG1 is not hard to take at all. And that's why I actually look forward to taking it every day, each morning, because all you do is put one scoop in some water, shake it up for about 20 seconds, and it's ready to go. And it doesn't taste bad at all. So you're not plugging your nose while you're trying to take it or whatever. So it makes it really easy to implement it into your daily schedule. I'll just say AG1, I love it. I would recommend it to anybody who's looking for a healthy alternative, an easier way to get all your vitamins and minerals without taking millions of different pills. I hate taking pills myself, and AG1 is the perfect solution. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water each morning. That's all it is. Super simple. No need to take millions of different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/don't trip. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/don't trip to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutrition insurance.
How do I tell if I should text them? I don't want to come off as annoying. Don't trip.
We got you. I would just say, like, at that point, if you're texting someone, you should know how they are, their boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I guess it's just like comes down to respecting their boundaries. And if you're getting the sign that they're trying to ghost you and not respond to you, mm-hmm. maybe just fall back.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard, though, because some people they tend to be dry texters, mm-hmm. and they're better on the phone or in person. So I feel like it would be hard to tell over text. You would have to meet them in person, know if they really mess with you or not.
Or like a phone call or a FaceTime. I feel like everyone FaceTimes these days. So at that point, I'm like.
But see, some people don't like FaceTime. So then what do you do?
Ghost them. Fuck.
No, I feel that.
I feel like I want to see your face.
At the end of the day, you can tell if somebody really messes with you or not. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to make time to text you, even if it is dry. I feel like if they're approaching you or texting you first, then that's kind of a green light,
exactly.
right? Because they actually are making time out to text you.
Exactly. Like, I myself know I'm the worst texter, and anyone who knows me knows that. Like, you better call me, you better FaceTime mm-hmm. me. I will not answer you otherwise. It's yeah. so bad. I'm too busy for that.
No, I feel that. So if they reach out to you first, that's probably a green light. But
agreed.
If they, you know, are never answering your texts or they're always being dry,
maybe it's time to look for someone else.
It might be time to go.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Who runs better game, girls or guys? Don't trip.
We got you. For sure, girls. For sure, girls.
I agree.
Oh, 1,000% girls. Oh, my goodness. Like, you're telling me that if a girl walks up to a guy and is like, hey, wanna smash, or like, hey, wanna go do this, the guy's gonna be like, no.
A guy's never going to say no.
He's never gonna say no. Like, a pretty girl approaching you, please, they're gonna take that. But like, a guy approaching you, girls are like so choosy.
I think it's because girls don't usually initiate stuff. So if mm-hmm. a girl is approaching, the guy gets an instant ego boost.
Oh, for sure.
And like, that instantly makes you go from like a 6 to a 9.
Oh yeah. Oh,
especially
yes.
depending on setting.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like girls in that regard have it easy. Because most of the time, if a girl shoots her shot, it's going to go in 99%
exactly.
of the time.
Exactly. Which is why I feel like we have more game. And also, we're like flirty people too. Like, if you know how to spit your game and you know how to work it. Oof,
yeah. I feel money. Like guys get shot down a lot.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Hold on. I know this isn't all gross. I have something to say real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so say you said that a girl can just go up and say, what's up? Obviously, that's going to work. I agree yeah. with you. But doesn't that mean that guys have better game because guys have to, like, actually do more than girls? You feel me?
No. It's the silent riz.
Yeah,
silent riz.
Exactly. The silent riz. That was trending, like, not even that 2 seconds ago. Easy.
See, because I feel like if girls usually don't have to do anything
yeah.
for guys to come to us.
Exactly.
If a girl goes up to a guy, that automatically makes their chances 10 times higher. I feel yeah. like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so.
God, here we go.
Say you got like an attractive dude and a non-attractive
okay.
dude.
Okay.
And
okay.
they're both trying to pull this bad girl, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they both have a chance. She thought the unattractive dude was funny. He was clever. He was blah, blah, blah. But the other guy was just attractive. Mm-hmm. Who had better game in that situation? Like, she was just attractive.
The girl, because she pulled both.
No.
No, exactly. I'm like, if both of them want her, clearly she's doing just fine.
The girl got game. But out of the two guys, who had better game?
The unattractive one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
but that still makes the girl on top.
I'm not comparing guys versus girl now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Just the two. But okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like because girls don't have to do much, they have better game than a guy does.
Oh, exactly.
I also feel like guys tend to overdo it.
Yeah.
Which makes their game worse.
It makes it so much worse. If you're the try hard and you're just like overly yeah. overly complimenting you, or overly like, what's up, ma, come here, ma,
or
blah,
like
blah.
Trying to be, I'm like, super smooth. I feel like if you have to try to be smooth, you're not smooth.
You're not smooth
and
at all.
And you just need to stick to who you are.
Oh, for sure.
Because that's not who you are.
Yeah, I'm like, reevaluate the tactics, yeah. actually. Take back to the drawing board.
Yeah, let's go back to the locker room because mm-hmm. it's not working.
Mm-mm.
I feel like the guys who have game and are just naturally smooth can, I wouldn't say they can say anything, because I feel like there's a line.
Oh, there's definitely the line there.
Like, a lot of girls will say that, sorry. A lot of girls will say that, you know, the only difference between harassment and a compliment is the way that the guy looks, which I think is completely false.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's false. There's definitely a line, but I feel like the guys that got it. They mm-hmm. don't have to do a whole lot. They mm-hmm. can literally just, you know, do a
they
little head nod and that's
little,
it.
Yeah, and I'm like, ooh, I'm like, that got me somewhere.
Coming.
Yeah, no, I'm like, burning.
All right. Okay. Last question. How do you decide if you should let go of a relationship? Don't trip.
We got you. If it's draining you of your energy or taking focus from your own ambitions. Because at the end of the day, a relationship should be two individuals who are killing out whatever the hell they do mm-hmm. separately, and then just kind of joining forces to kick ass together.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So if you're getting drained by pouring yourself and all your energy into your partner rather than your own goals and ambitions yourself.
Right.
It's not really working out for you. And you Absolutely. Definitely need to leave that situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think on that same point too, I feel like a lot of people tend to stay because they're comfortable mm-hmm. and not because they're happy.
Yeah.
So I feel like at some point, you know, if you don't feel like you're growing within the relationship anymore, mm-hmm. it might be time to leave, unless you're just that, you know, still in love with that person. Then I feel like that should be like a conversation that you guys should have. Like, what can mm-hmm. we do to help grow together? Or if exactly. you feel like you're growing and the other person's not, that's a conversation that you should have yeah. before just, you know, breaking things off. But
yeah, those relationships, luckily those ones where you're able to have those conversations are usually the healthier ones. Mm-hmm. But obviously if you can't even have a conversation
yeah.
regarding the, obviously your whole relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should probably leave.
Yeah.
Your partner's not the one for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in one that you stayed in and why?
My first one taught me a lot just because I took him back after cheating and we did mm-hmm. the off and on thing that like everyone does because you think you're in love with them. Mm-hmm. And from that, I've done my one shot rule. You got one shot with me. You even Absolutely. Break it once. You make me doubt you once. I'm done. Like you've lost yeah. me completely because I'm not doing the back and forth game. That's too much time, too much energy. And I could be making money with that time. Okay. Absolutely. Like I'm not doing that.
No, I feel that. I feel like both of my previous relationships, they definitely served their purpose mm-hmm. in my life. But after so long, I felt like I was growing and maturing mm-hmm. and they weren't, or we weren't necessarily growing at the same pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I almost felt like I was dragging them along with me mm-hmm. and it just wasn't serving me anymore. Cause like you said, it was draining me, whatever. I just felt exactly. like a mom. Right. Which is yeah. never fun. No. So I feel like, you know, once you feel like the relationship isn't serving you anymore or you guys are toxic or whatever,
exactly.
then
you better it's time go. To dip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time to dip.
Fully agree.
Okay, well, that's our all girl episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you guys for having me again. Love you guys.
Is there anything you want to shout out? Any of your socials or anything?
Everything regarding my socials are all Vanessa Versace, and that's kind of about it.
Awesome. And y'all know me, Lexi Ellis 31 on all platforms. Add my Snapchat because that's new. I'm trying to get that one up.
Oh, yeah. I never get my Snapchat. My Snapchat's also Vanessa Versace. Everything's Vanessa Versace.
Yes.
Yeah.
But all right. Don't trip.
We got you.